Should we read something from 1 Corinthians?
一起读《哥林多前书》第一章。
Beginning in verse 18.
从第十八节。
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those of us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?
智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？这世上的辨识在哪里？神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？
For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe.
世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。
For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks,Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men.
犹太人是要神迹，希腊人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希腊人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。因神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。
For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called.
弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。
But God has chosen the foolish things of the worldTo put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty and the base things of the world and the things which are despised God has chosen and the things which are not to bring to nothing the things that are that no flesh should glory in his presence.
神却拣选了世上愚拙的叫有智慧的羞愧又拣选了世上软弱的叫那强壮的羞愧，神也拣选了世上卑贱的、被人厌弃的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的在神面前一个也不能自夸。
But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories.Let him glory in the Lord.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。如经上所记，夸口的当指着主夸口。
Father, we ask as we open the Scripture together that we would know the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
父神，我们祈求，当我们一同来打开你话语的时候，让我们在圣灵里有交通。
And we know that we can receive nothing unless it come from above.
我们知道除非你从上面所赐的我们就不能得着什么。
So we are trusting in your anointing for speaking and for translating and for hearing your word.
所以我们祈求你的恩膏教导我们来传讲来翻译来听你的话。
For how can we hear your voice?
主我们如何能够听到你的声音呢？
Lord, we look to you for that ministry of the Spirit.
主，我们来仰望你圣灵自己的工作。
And we pray, Lord, that your beloved Son would be glorified in our hearts this day.
主，我们祈求就在今天，你的爱子在我们心中得着他当得的荣耀。
We ask this in Jesus' precious holy name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣宝贵圣洁的名求。
Amen.So we've read this introduction of Paul to his letter to the Corinthians.
我们刚刚读了保罗在哥林多前书的一个介绍。
And it's not easy to miss the message that he's giving, is it?
我们不容易错过保罗所要讲的中心的信息。
The message is that there is a certain sort of wisdom in the world that God has disregarded.
这里保罗讲到一个属世的智慧是神所弃绝的。
There is a certain sort of strength in the world that God has nothing to do with.
有一种属世的力量是神不喜悦的。
There is a way in the world that God is not following.
有一种世界的方法是神不认可的。
But instead, He's chosen another way.
神却拣选了另外一种。
And he's moving according to a different wisdom.
神有另外一种智慧。
And his strength is a different strength.
神的力量是另外一种的力量。
And the foolishness of the world, what is in the eyes of the world foolish, is in fact the wisdom of God.
在世人眼中看为愚拙的，反而是神的智慧，神的能力。
Now we might feel very confident.
我们今天或许很自信。
Yes, yes, I know this.
是的，我知道，我这个我都知道。
And I have the wisdom of God.
我有神的智慧。
So this is talking about a wisdom that other people have, not that I have.
所以这里讲到是别人的智慧，不是我的智慧。
But we have to be a little bit careful about that.
但是我们要很小心。
Because the wisdom of this world is not something that is just like something over there.That you can just sort of hold in your hand or put down if you choose.
因为这个属世的智慧不是一个东西是你可以拿起来或者放下的。
The wisdom of this world is actually here.
因为这个属世的智慧是在这里。
It is what we are.
这就是我们原本的属世。我们的属世。
It's how we're made.
就是我们原来被造的那个样子。
It's kind of like our DNA.
好像我们的基因
，and we can't easily be free from this wisdom.
我们很难被从这个属世的智慧中得到释放。
So when he speaks like this, we need to pay double attention.
所以当保罗这样讲的时候，我们要很认真的听。
Do I know the wisdom of God?
我们是否知道神的智慧
？Am I walking God's way?
我们是不是走在神的路上
？Have I found His strength?
我们是不是找到神的能力
？Or am I still living with my wisdom, my way, my strength, and calling it His?
或者我还是活在自己的智慧、自己的方法里面，那么只是说是神的智慧。
Now, what is at the very center of God's wisdom?
在神的智慧的中心是什么呢
？What Paul tells us here is at the very center.Is the cross of the Lord Jesus?
保罗在这里告诉我们，神智慧的中心是基督的十字架。
It is that cross which contains all the wisdom of God.
十字架是神的智慧。
But what does that mean?
但是这个是什么意思呢
？In the cross of the Lord Jesus, in His death and in His resurrection, we see the wisdom of God.
从基督耶稣和他的十字架，从他的在十字架上的死，我们认识到神的大能。
We see the way of God.
我们认识到神的道路。
Well, what does that mean for us?
但是对我们来说，这意味着什么呢
？Well, and we can say yes, it means that Christ died for our sins.
是的，我们可以说这意味着耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上。
But we know the message is more than that.
但是我们知道这个信息多过这些。
Because the cross of the Lord Jesus is a statement to us about who we are.
因为耶稣基督的十字架告诉我们我们的所是。
Now I was thinking about this.
当我们这样思想的时候。
And I say to you, you're a sinner.
当我们这样说你是罪人。
We all, you've heard that before, haven't you?
我们都听过这样的说法。
We talk about sin.
我们讲到罪。
Very common.
很普遍的一个话题。
I was thinking about this.
我在想这件事情。
I think there are three stages three stages of understanding when we think about sin.
我想当我们谈到罪的时候，有三个不同层面的理解。
Stage one is when we say the world is a sinful place.
一个层面是说，这个世界就是一个罪恶的地方。
There are so many evil people out there. You need to be careful.
这个有世界上有许多罪恶的人，所以你要小心。
And there are so many terrible things that happen out there.
外面有许多很可怕的事情。
This is stage one.
这是第一个层面。
I'm okay.
我是 OK 的。
But the world is a bad place.
但是这个世界是一个充满罪恶的地方。
And there are bad people out there.
外面有许多的罪人，不好的人。
Stage two.
第二个层面。
Well, nobody's perfect.
没有人是完美的。
Yes, I have faults.
是的，我不完美。
I have a few faults.
我有一些的缺点。
I like to call them weaknesses.
我有一些的，或者我称他们为软弱。
Rather than calling them sins.
我不称他们为罪。
You have a few faults.
你是不是有一些缺点呢？
It's really good sitting up close, isn't it?
坐在讲台上真的是很
好。Anybody else like to come up here?
还有没有人愿意坐在上面？
I have a few faults.
我有一些缺点。
But they're not my fault.
但这些不只是我的缺点。
They're your fault.
这也是你的缺点。
If you didn't behave like that, I wouldn't get angry.
这不是我的缺点，是你的错。因为如果你不是那样，你没有那样做的话，我就不会生气。
If you didn't do that, I would be a better person.
如果你不那样做的话，我就会成为一个更好的人。
Well, nobody's perfect.
没有人是完美的。
But it's not really my fault.
但真的不是我的错。
This is stage two.
这是第二个阶段的对罪的认识。
What's stage three?
第三个阶段。
Well, maybe there's stage 2A, 2B, 2C, and 2D.
可能在第二个阶段里有很多的不同的认识哈，进一步的认识。
Unfair to translator. But stage three is I am a sinner.
第三个阶段是真的认识说我是个罪人。
It is not I commit sins.
不是我犯了罪。
But I am.
而是我是罪人。
Sinful.
我是蛮有罪的。
You know that picture of the lemon tree.
你看到那个柠檬一个柠檬树的一个图画。
The lemon tree has lemons on it.
你看柠檬树上长满了柠檬。
You look at it, you see the lemons, and you say a lemon tree.
你看见柠檬，你就说这是一棵柠檬树。
Very simple.
很简单，不是吗
？But there comes a season when there are no lemons.
但是有一些的季节是没有果子的。
Now what is it?
所以，那么你看到这个树，你知道是什么树吗
？It's a lemon tree.
仍然是一棵柠檬树。
Where did the lemons come from?
柠檬从哪里来呢
？They came from the lemon tree.
柠檬是从柠檬树上结出来的。
Where do our sins come from?
我们的罪从哪里来呢
？Our sins come from the sinner.
我们的罪从这个罪人来的。
And if you can clean up your life,
如果你的生活可以被洗干净
，and shut your mouth,
你可以嘴巴可以闭上
，and do nothing wrong,
你不做任何。不对的事情。
You're the lemon tree without the lemons.
那么你就像这棵柠檬树上没有果子的柠檬树。你仍然是一棵柠檬树。
You're still a sinner.
你仍然是一个罪人。
And what does the cross of Christ say?
那么基督的十字架是说到什么呢
？That you are a sinner.
说到你是个罪人。
Through and through to the very root.
从里到外完完全全的一个罪人。
And the cross of Christ says.In the cross of Christ, the Lord says, I cannot deal with this.
借着耶稣基督的十字架，神说，我
I cannot work with this.
我不能够用这一棵这样的一个树。
And the cross of Christ says, I cannot heal this.
神基督的十字架说，我不能够把它变好。
I cannot mend this.
我不能够把它修好。
If I have an injury,
如果我只是受了一点伤
then it's only an injury.
那我只是受一点轻伤。
Otherwise, I'm all right.
那么我，我的身体如果不是因为这个，除了这个，我很健康的。
You know, if I break my arm,
我的如果我的手受伤了
，it's only my arm.
那么只是我的手受伤。
So I can get that fixed.
我只要把它修好，把它治好就好了。
And when it's fixed, I'm okay.
如果我的手好了，那么我整个人就好了。
Now a lot of us feel that this is what the Lord is going to do.
我们许多时候我们以为这就是神要在我们生命中所做的。我有一些不足。
And the Lord wants to fix those few things.
那么主要把我这些生命中的不足把它改好。
And when he's fixed those few things, I'll be okay.
只要神帮我把这些的不足把它改好了，那么我就好。
But the message of the cross is no.
但是基督十字架的道理不是这样。
There's no band-aid here.
这里没有一个 band-aid 啊，一个只是一个
no bandages，
没有一个很简单的一个办法可以把它医好。
There's no small fix。
神的工作不是修理我们原来的生命。
There's no little medicine to take and then you'll be okay。
没有一个药是我们可以吃一下，很快就把我们原来的生命把它改好的。
The message of the cross is bring an end to it。
十字架的道理是把它整个的除去。
Kill it.
把它整个灵根拔起。
Bring it into death.
把它除掉。
Now, if that's the case,
那么如果是这样的话呢？
Where do we go from there?
那我们从这里怎样往前呢？
If the wisdom of God says, I bring an end to you,
如果神的智慧说我要把你原来的生命除掉，
that your nature is so corrupt,
你原来的旧的性情是这样的败坏，
that there's no remedy.
这里没有一个药可以治的。
I have to bring an end to that.
我必须把这个生命除掉。
Where do we go from there?
那我们从这里怎么往前呢？
That would be a fairly bleak message if we stopped at that point, wouldn't it?
那么如果这个信息只是停到这里，那么这是一个非常不幸的一个信息。
But of course we know that the cross was not the end.
但是我们知道十字架不是一个结局。
But the cross was the beginning.
十字架呢是一个开始。
It was the necessary first step.
是一个必要的第一个步骤。
In order that there can be life.
以致能够十字架的目的呢是要带进生命。
After the cross is resurrection.
在十字架以后呢是复活。
After death came life.
在死亡以后进入的是生命。
So here is the wisdom of God.
这就是神的智慧。
And what does that wisdom mean for you?
那么这个智慧对我们来说有什么意义呢？
Here is the crunch. Here is the important point.
这里是很重要的地方。
What does that wisdom mean for you?
这个智慧对我们来说意味着什么呢？
It means that if you've come to the Lord Jesus,
这就是说当我们来到主面前，
if you've put your trust in him,
当我们来信靠他，
then the way forward for you is a completely new way.
那么我们前面的路是一个全新的路。
If the old life has been brought into death,
如果这个旧的生命被带到死亡，
then the new life is not the old life.
那么这个新的生命就跟旧的生命完全没有关系。
It is something else.
这是一个全新的生命。
And what is that something else?
那么这个全新的生命是什么样的？
What is the something else?
这个新的生命是什么呢？
That something else is life in the spirit.
这是一个灵里的生命。
Life in the spirit.
灵里的生命。
Not life in the flesh.
不是属血气的。
I have another principle of life altogether.
这是一个完全用不同的原则来工作的生命。
When the Lord Jesus died,
当主耶稣死的时候，
and when he rose again,
当他从死里复活以后，
he was the same man,
他是同一个人，
but he was completely changed.
但是他完全的改变。
That change,
那一个改变，
that resurrection,
那一个复活，
speaks to us about the newness of life to which we are called.
告诉我们一个全新的全新的生命，就是我们被召的那个生命。
You know what we read from Corinthians?
我们刚才所读的哥林多前书。
God has chosen in verse 27.
第二十七节。
that God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise.
神拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧。
And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty.
又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen.
神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌弃的。
And I like this last one. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are.
那么我非常喜欢这最后一点，就是以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。
Now from the perspective of the world, we are now talking about the things which are not.
从世界的角度来说，我们现在所讲的是那无有的，是那原本没有的。
Because we are talking about the Holy Spirit dwelling in a believer.
因为我们讲到圣灵住在一个相信的人里面。
And you can't see him.
你不能够看到。
And you can't touch him.
你不能够摸到他。
Because he dwells in your spirit.
因为他住在你的灵里面。
And because he is spirit.
因为他是个灵。
The Holy Spirit is not an emotion.
圣灵不是一个情感。
The Holy Spirit is not a feeling that you feel in your stomach.
圣灵不是一个感觉。
But the Holy Spirit is spirit.
圣灵是一个灵。
And he comes to dwell in your spirit.
他来住在我们的灵里面。
And I know that this is now we're on difficult ground, aren't we?
知道我们在谈到一个很一个不容易的话题。
You know, you just do this very simple test.
你可以做这样一个简单的测试。
You say to somebody, "Tell me about your body."
你告诉一个人说，你告诉我你的你的关于你的身体。
Very easy. You know, I'm this tall. I'm etc. etc. Easy.
很简单，你只是说，你可以说我的身高是多少，体重是多少，我长什么样。
Or tell me about your feelings.
或者你告诉跟一个人说，你告诉我你现在的感觉。
Tell me about how you think.
告诉我你现在的想法。
Tell me about your personality.
告诉我关于你的性格。
Easy.
很容易的。
Can you do it?
你很容易可以做到的。
Okay. Two is easy. Third one. Tell me about your spirit.
那么第三个就不容易了。如果当然问你说，你告诉我你的灵，你现在灵里的情形。
Easy?
还是很容易吗
？Not easy.
不容易。
My spirit?
我的灵。
What am I going to say?
我要怎么说呢
？My spirit is
我的灵是，我们很难形容。
To translate that. They didn't teach me about this at school.
学校里没有教我们这个。
But the scripture says that the Christian must live a spiritual life.
但是圣经告诉我们说，基督徒要过一个属灵的生活。
You are called to be filled with the Spirit.
我们门招是要被灵充满。
You are called to walk in the Spirit.
我们照一下行走在灵里面。
God's whole thought for you is that your life is lived in the Spirit.
神向着我们所存的意念是我们活在灵里面。
He doesn't want you to be a religious person.
神不要我们只是成为一个宗教徒。
He wants you to be a spiritual person.
神要我们成为一个属灵的人。
And if we ask, what is a spiritual person?
如果我们问什么样是一个属灵的人
？Then the answer is so simple.
那么答案是非常的简单。
Look at Jesus.
让我们来看耶稣。
Here was a man.
他是个人。
A human being.
他曾是个人。
Who knew hunger, who knew weariness, who knew joy and who knew sorrow.
他有人一切的软弱，他知道喜怒哀乐，他有饥饿的感觉。
Here was a man.
这里有一个人。
Very much in touch with the world of men.
在许多的在性情上跟我们一样的。
And yet here was a life lived in the Spirit. Here is a life lived in the Spirit.
然后这个人他的生命是活在灵里的生命。
How did the Lord Jesus live his daily life?
我们的主耶稣怎样过他在地上的日子？
He lived by faith.
他过一个信心的生活。
He had laid down his glory.
他把他放弃啊他的荣耀。
And he lived by faith and obedience to his father.
他是活在信心和向他向父神的顺服里面。
Here we see our life.
我们看到这样一个生命。
Here we see our calling.
这样也就是我们的呼召。
Now you say that's not fair.
你或许说这不公平。
Because the Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
因为你说，因为耶稣是神的儿子。
It's easy for him.
可能对他来说很容易。
It's not easy for me.
但是对我来说太难了。
I'm a sinful man.
我是一个罪人。
How can I live in the Spirit?
我怎么能够活在灵里呢？
Let us pause a moment. Let us think about the progress.
让我们来
of a progress. What we will call this the progress of a soul.
让我们来思想我们灵我们的灵程。
We're kind of going to go on a journey now.
我好像在走一段路。
Where does the journey begin?
这段路是从哪里开始呢？
It begins with this man, this soul.
从这个人这个魂开始。
In darkness and in sin.
他原本在黑暗里头，在罪里头。
And he's realized what sort of sin, what the issue of sin is, it's here.
但他开始意识到他的罪，他的问题在哪里，他的问题在这里。
And how can he escape from his sin?
他怎样能够从他的罪里面解脱呢？
Anywhere in the world is sinful.
是的。这个世界是满了罪恶。
But even if there was a place in the world where there was no sin,
但是即使你能够找到一个地方是没有罪的地方，
What's the good of me going there?
那么我到这个地方对我有什么益处呢？
When sin is here,
当罪的问题在我的里面，
When is what I am, where is the escape?
对我来说有什么解脱呢？
And if this soul then realizes that the judgment of God speaks against sin,
但这个人知道神的审判是神要审判罪的时候，
Where can he fly?
他可以往哪里去呢？
If God condemns sin and I am sinful, where do I run?
如果神审判罪，那么我又是个罪人，那我可以往哪里逃呢？
Well, this soul has a realization.
这个人他意识到，
He sees the cross of the Lord Jesus.
他看到耶稣基督的十字架。
On that cross, he sees the judgment of sin.
在那个十字架上，他看到神对罪的审判。
But in that man, he sees forgiveness.
但是在这个人身上，耶稣基督身上，他看到神的赦免。
And this dead soul,
这一个人
dead in sin,
这个人死在罪恶过犯中的人
falls at the feet of the cross.
他跪在耶稣基督的脚前。
And says, God have mercy on me, a sinner.
他说神啊，怜悯我这个罪人。
And that prayer is heard in the heavens.
这个祷告被天上的神听到。
And immediately there is an answer.
立刻的就有一个答案。
And what is the answer?
那么那个答案是什么？
The answer is forgiveness.
那个答案就是赦免。
He, you know, remember the man with leprosy who came to the Lord Jesus and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
记得那个长大麻风病的那个人来到主耶稣面前说，主啊，你若肯，我必能叫我洁净了。
And immediately the Lord said, I'm willing.
立刻主耶稣说，我肯。
Be clean.
你洁净了吧。
Like this, the answer comes from heaven.
就像这样，这个从天上来的答复，这来的这样的快。
But that's not all.
但这并不是故事的全部。
If that was all, that would not be good.
如果这就是故事事情的全部，那
不好的。But it's not all. But immediately, the Holy Spirit is sent forth.
圣灵被差遣。
And immediately the Holy Spirit comes into that cleansed soul.
圣灵进入到这个被洁净的人里面，
and enters into the spirit of that soul,
进入到这个人的灵里面，
and lives,
并住在他里面，
and brings life,
并且带出一个新的生命，
and brings life to that spirit,
把生命带到这个人里面。
Now I was thinking about this,
当我在这样思想的时候，
and I was thinking about the verse in Revelation chapter 4 verse 1，
我就想到启示录第四章第一节。
In Revelation chapter 4, John says, I saw a door opened in heaven.
约翰说，我看到天上有个门打开了。
And I heard a voice which said, come up here.
我听到有声音说，你上到这里来。
Now can you imagine that?
你可以试着想象这个情景吗？
A door opened in heaven.
在天上有门打开。
And now's the opportunity.
现在就是时候了。
To pass through the door into the heavenlies.
现在就是一个机会，可以通过这扇门到达属天的境界。
And to make contact with that which is beyond us.
到借着这个门能够到天上。
Well, you know what's happened?
你知道吗？
You know what's happened to this soul?
你知道对这个人来说啊，发生了什么事情呢？
A door has been opened.
就像天上有一扇门为他打开。
In this soul.
在这个人里面。
A door has been opened. The heavenlies.
这个天上的门已经为他打开。
Have been joined to this one.
这个属天的事物已经 跟他发生了关系。
He's been sealed by the Holy Spirit.
他被圣灵印上印记。
The Lord dwells in her.
神的灵住在他的里面。
What do we call this?
我们称这件事情做什么呢？
We call this new birth.
我们称这件事情为重生。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit.
从肉生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
One, you know, you can't underestimate the extraordinary event that has just happened in this soul.
我们不能够低估在这个人身上所发生的这件这个重生的经历。
This is what we call the beginning of salvation.
这就是我们说救恩的起头。
It is not merely forgiveness.
这个不仅仅是赦免。
But it's God coming into the man.
而是神进到这个人里面。
It's the Lord being joined with him.
这个神与这个人联合。
In the spirit.
在灵里面。
Now some of you,
或许你们中间有人
you're not sure about this.
对这件事情没有确据。
Some of you are feeling this is a bit of exaggeration.
有些人觉得你讲得很夸张。
You're a little bit uncomfortable.
或者你觉得说不是很舒服的。
Why are you uncomfortable?
为什么你会觉得不是很舒服的？
Because you are thinking that such a great experience must be experienced in the flesh.
因为你觉得说这样一个特别的经历。必须在你的肉体里面来被经历到。
If a great thing happens,
如果这样大这样奇妙的事情发生了
，then there'll be a great reaction.
那么你会觉得说我一定有一个很大的反应。
You know, good news, and you'll be very excited.
你知道吗？当你听到一个好消息的时候，你有一个很大的反应。
Bad news, and you'll be very sad.
那么或者听到一个坏消息，那么你就很不开心。
So if something great happens like this.
所以你觉得假如有这件事情这样大的事情发生了
There should be a great reaction.
我一定会有很大的反应。
But I didn't have a great reaction.
但是我并没有过这样一个很大的反应。
So maybe it didn't happen.
所以很可能这件事情并没有发生。
Or maybe it happened somewhere that you're not very familiar with.
但是让我告诉你，或许这件事情发生，但是它发生在一个你并不熟悉的地方。
It happened in the spirit.
它发生在你的灵里面。
It happened in your spirit.
它发生在你的灵里面。
It didn't happen in your stomach.
这个不是在并没有发生在你的胃里面。
It didn't happen in your chest.
并没有在你的胸。
It didn't happen in your brain.
并没有在你的脑子里面发生。
It happened in your spirit.
但是在你的灵里面。
God joined himself with you in spirit.
神在你的灵里面与你联合了。
You know, on the night that I believed,
你知道当我得救的那天晚上
it was the last day of winter.
那天是冬天的最后一天。
And I stood by myself outside in the dark.
我一个人坐在外面。
And I prayed a very, very simple prayer.
我在做一个很简单的祷告。
And God heard.
神听见我的祷告。
And God answered.
神也答应我的祷告。
And my life was changed.
我的生命从此被改变。
And if you'd been watching me,
如果你当时正在看我的，
you know what you would have seen?
你会看到什么呢？
Nothing.
你什么都看不到。
You would have seen a young man walk out into the dark.
你只是看见一个年轻人在外面，在黑暗里面。
And walk back inside again.
那么等一会儿，等等，又回到房间里了。
But the glory of God had come into my spirit.
但是神的荣耀进到我的灵里面。
Christ's word is true.
基督的话是真的。
I lived on that night.
那天晚上我活了。
And I shall never die.
那天晚上
，because He has joined to me.
因为神让他自己与我联合了。
Do you believe this?
你相信这个吗？
This is the beginning.
这是救恩的起头。
Now we've got to follow our soul a little bit further.
那么我们这个要继续往前。
Because our soul is still living in a sinful world.
因为我们的魂仍然活在这个满了罪恶的世界里面。
And more than that, he's still living in his sinful flesh.
不仅如此，我们还活在我们满了罪恶的肉体里面。
He's still in the body.
我们还在这个肉身里面。
How is he going to get on?
我们怎样能够往前呢？能够长进呢？
Now the character of God is that he loves you.
那么神的性情是神的特点是神爱你。
And when somebody loves you, they do not control you.
当一个人爱你的时候，他并不尝试着要控制你。
Because they love you for who you are.
因为他爱你是爱你的所事。
They will never control you.
他不是要来完全的控制你。
Satan is a little different.
撒旦并不是这样。
He will control.
他是要控制你。
He will possess.
他是要附在人的身上，如果他可以的话。
But the Lord will not.
但是主不会这样。
So he dwell in you.
所以神住在我们的里面。
But he won't possess you.
但他不会操纵你。
But he will, like a loving father, want to teach you.
但好像一个慈爱的父亲，他要来教导我们。
And he'll correct you.
他要来更正我们。
And he'll rebuke you.
他会责备我们。
But he will not control you.
但他不会完全的来控制我们。
So what is the progress of our soul?
那么我们这个灵程怎样往前呢？
He needs to learn to walk by faith.
这个人，这个重生的人必须学习怎样活在信心里面。
That is to say, he needs to walk in the reality of what God has done in his heart.
他必须活在神所做成的这个事实里面。
But it's not something that he can touch and feel.
但不是这个事情不是他能够摸得到或者能够看得到的。
So he has to listen to the Lord's command and obey it.
所以他就必须来听主的话来顺服神。
And he has to trust the Lord that way that he is calling him is the way that is right.
来相信神所呼召他所走的这条路是正确的路。
Now the Lord gave this soul something.
神给这个人一些东西。
He gave him some. He left something behind to help him.
神留下一些东西来帮助我们。
He left behind bread and wine.
神给我们饼和酒。
Who did he leave this for?
那么你
Who did he leave the bread and wine for?
这个饼和酒是为着谁而预备的？
He left that for this soul indwelt by the Holy Spirit who is seeking to live a life pleasing to God and walk by faith.
饼和酒是为着这个得救重生的人他愿意来跟随主。
Bread.
饼。
The Lord Jesus left with his disciples when he was leaving bread. And he said, This is my body which is broken for you. Come and eat.
当主耶稣基督离开他门徒他的门徒之前他说他掰开这饼他说这是我的身体为你们掰开的。
And when we hear that, we need to hear all of that.
当我们听到这个话的时候我们要听得完全。
He didn't say, This is my body which is broken for you.
他不仅仅只是说这是我的身体为你们掰开的。
He said, Come and eat. Eat all of it.
他也说,
all of you eat from it.
你们来吃这个身这个。
Now that's a very strange thing to say.
这是一个很奇怪的一个话。
No, don't you think that's strange?
你不觉得很奇怪吗?
Eat?
吃?
It would have been better, don't you think, if he'd said, this is my body which is broken for you, look.
或许你以为他要说, 这是我的身体为你们掰开的来看。
And we could stand back and we could look.
我们只是喜欢, 站在后面来看。
But he didn't.
但他不是这样说的。
He said, eat.
他说吃。
Eat.
吃。
What is this mystery?
这是什么意思呢?
This is me.
这是我。
I died for you.
我为你死。
Eat.
吃。
Why eat?
为什么吃呢?
You think of our soul.
那我们想到我们的魂。
This man, this believer.
这个人，这个相信的人。
He takes the bread with trembling hands.
他恐惧战惊地接过这个饼。
And says, This is my Lord.
他说这是我的主。
He died for me.
他为我死。
And he tells me to eat.
然后他命令我要吃。
I must obey.
我必须顺服他，听他的话。
So I eat.
所以我吃。
And then he realizes something.
然后他意识到。
Lord, you are my life.
主，你是我的生命。
You are my life.
你是我的生命。
I feed upon you.
我是, 因为吃你而活的。
I live by you.
我是靠着你而活的。
You are my life.
你是我的生命。
This is very encouraging.
这个对我们来说是, 很鼓励我们的。
And the Lord said, I'm leaving.
主说我要走了。
You won't see me anymore.
你们, 不会再见我。
You're very sad that I'm going.
你们, 很忧愁因为我要离开。
You wish that I didn't, I wasn't going.
你们或许, 希望我不离开你们。
But it's very good for you that I'm going.
但是我离开是与你们有益。
Because the Holy Spirit will come.
因为我去了就要差遣圣灵来。
And things will be better for you after he has come than they are now.
如果他来了就要, 与你们有益。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because he will be your life.
因为他要成为你们的生命。
It is so wonderful.
就是 这样的奇妙,
it is so encouraging.
这是何等的鼓励我们,
if you want to walk by faith,
如果你要凭着信心来活,
when you take that bread,
那么当你吃这个饼的时候,
and you remember that this was put into your hands by the Lord Jesus,
你知道我们是从主的手中来接过这个饼,
and he said, don't forget this.
他说你们不要忘记,
when you feel alone and desperate,
当你们觉得很孤单，觉得很难的时候，
I am your life.
我是你的生命。
I dwell in you.
我住在你的里面。
I can be your wisdom.
我是你的智慧。
I can be your righteousness.
我是你的公义。
I can be your strength.
我是你的力量。
I am your life.
我是你的生命。
Our soul is very encouraged by this.
所以我们的魂就被这些话所鼓励。
And then there was the wine.
然后我们就有这个酒。
The same Lord Jesus also left the cup.
同样一个主耶稣, 也把这个饼, 这个酒赐给我们。
And what did he say about the cup?
他对这个酒, 这个杯又怎么说呢?
He said, this cup, I would love to hear what's going on in your head right now.
我很想知道你们在想什么。
This cup,
耶稣说, 这个杯,
how many of you just finished my sentence and said, this cup is my blood which is shed for you?
多少人就很快的记住那些经文，说这个是这个杯是我立约的血为你们流所流出的。
Did you say that?
你们是不是很快就反应出来呢？
Jesus didn't.
主耶稣
He said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood."
主耶稣乃是说，这个杯是我与你用血与你们所立的新约。
So what is the cup?
所以这个杯是什么呢？
This cup is the new covenant.
这个杯是讲到一个新约。
Drink all of it.
你们要喝。
So that cup was passed from one to the other.
所以这个杯是从一个门徒传给另外一个门徒。
And our soul took this cup.
那我们的魂啊。就喝了这个杯，拿了这个杯。
And he took this cup to his lips.
拿了这个杯放在嘴边。
And he said, "What covenant is this?"
说这个约，这个新，这个约是什么样的一个约呢？
This is the covenant that God has made.
这是神所立的约。
It is a one-sided covenant.
这是一个单方面所立的约。
There's no if in this covenant.
这个约里面没有如果这个字。
It is I will.
这个约呢是说我会，我要
，I will，
我要
，I will wash away your sin，
我要洗净你的罪
，I will dwell in you，
我要住在你的里面
，I will teach you，
我要教导你
，I will never leave you，
我从不离弃你
，I will raise you up at the last day，
我要在末日叫你复活
I will have you seated with me in the heavenlies，
我要让你坐在天上与我同坐
，This is the glorious everlasting covenant。
这是一个永约的荣耀。
And as we drink of this cup，
当我们喝这个杯的时候
，it is a confirmation of God's promise in Christ。
这是一个神的应许的一个确认。
I am a partaker。
我们从今以后与这个应许有份了。
Not I am covenanted to him， but he is covenanted to me。
不是我这个约。我属于他，但是他就是约，他从此属于我们。
I can rest in His faithfulness.
我能够站立在他的信实上面。
We're taking too long. Stage three of our soul, the last stage.
我们的魂凌晨的第三个阶段
，death。Is swallowed up by the life that is in him.
是被生命吞灭。
And he is transformed.
他被改变。
And sin is no more.
罪不再有了。
And every tear is wiped away.
所有的眼泪被擦去。
And he can stand before the Son of God in glory.
我们能够站在神的儿子面前，在荣耀里。
And he is like him.
我们这个魂，这个灵魂，我们的魂就被改变，像他。
What is all this about?
我们所讲的是什么呢？
We are called to live a spiritual life.
我们门召来过一个属灵的生活。
We are called to live a life in the spirit.
我们门召是要活一个在过在一个灵里的生活。
Everything else, the Lord doesn't want to deal with.
所以其他的事物神并不是很在乎。
But he wants us to learn to know him as our life.
可是神要我们认识他，认识基督是我们的生命。
Now there is much more that could be said or should be said.
我们有很多还可以继续分享的。
If we were to look in the book of Romans,
那我们如果看罗马书的时候
，and this will be very quick.
我们要很快的。
In the book of Romans, we have the answer to the question, "How can I live in the Spirit?"
罗马书告诉我们一个答案，就是我们常常问的一个问题：我们如何活在灵里面
？And the first thing is in chapter 2 and chapter 3, the question of sin is established.
第一个问题就是第二章、第三章，就是罪的问题得到解决。
That we are sinful.
就是我们是。原来是罪人。
If you can't say Amen to all that is written there, then you can't go on.
我们如果不能够对神所说的每一句话说阿们，那么我们就不能够往前。
But then he moves on and says, now the way is by faith.
那么从罪的问题继续往前，我们就知道啊、所有都是因着信。
And this is in chapter 4.
这是第四章所告诉我们，第四章第五章所告诉我们。
And why is the way by faith?
为什么这个路这个往前的路只能是因着信？
Because there's nothing that we can do to change our sinful condition.
因为我们不能够做什么来改变我们的罪的情形。
We have to rely upon what God has done.
我们只能够信靠神所做的。
That is in chapter 4, verse 16.
这是第四章十六节。
Therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace.
所以人得为后世是本乎信。
But then in chapter 6,
因此就属乎恩。
In chapter 6, everybody knows chapter 6 because it says we are buried with him by baptism into death.
第六章说我们在借着受洗归入他的死。
And so we think of chapter 6 as all about death.
所以我们以为第六章就是讲到死。
But chapter 6 is the invitation to life.
但是第六章其实是一个邀请，让我们从死进入生。
Because in chapter 6 he says we're joined in death in order that we might walk in the newness of life.
因为这里说我们与他一同接着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，也是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
And chapter 7 tells us how hopeless it is if we begin in the spirit and then try to live in the flesh.
第七章告诉我们如果以靠着灵得生，那么我们要如果靠着肉身肉血气行事的话，那么我们是完全行不通的，完全没有力量的。
The end of that is death.
那么结局那样做的结局就是死。
But then we come to chapter 8.
那么然后我们就来到第八章。
And we remember the beginning. There is no condemnation.
一开始就说，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
And in chapter 8, he talks about being spiritually minded.
第八章讲到说。要体贴圣灵。
And he says how we have a debt to live in the Spirit.
就说我们是不是欠肉身的债，那是欠圣灵的债。
And at the end of chapter 8, what do we have?
第八章的末了我们有什么呢？
Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
没有什么能够使我们与神的爱隔绝。
It's quite a journey.
这是一个何等的一个经历。
But God's calling is very clear.
但是神的呼召是很清楚的。
And what each of us needs to do,
我们每个人所要做的是什么呢？
Is to look into our own lives.
就是来看。
And ask ourselves the question.
自己的生命也问我们自己一个问题。
When they say walk in the Spirit, do I know what they're talking about?
当人们说行走在圣灵里，我们是否知道这是讲什么？
What does it mean to me?
对我来说，什么样叫做活在圣灵里？
Because if it means nothing,
如果这个话对我们没有意义的话，
then there is so much more to be learned.
那我们有许多要学习的。
If we don't learn to walk this way,
我们如果没有学习这样子的来活，
if this doesn't become real to us,
如果这个对我们不是一个实际的话，
Then how can we walk with the Lord?
那我们怎样来与神同行？
And how can we know the reality of these promises?
我们怎样知道神应许的真实？
And how can we ever please Him?
我们怎样能够讨神的喜悦？
There is a way.
有一条路。
And this way is in the Spirit.
那这条路是在灵里面。
Now, very finally, one last thing.
最后一点。
First Timothy.
提摩太前书一章。第三节。
First Timothy in chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章。
Paul is talking to Timothy and he's talking to him about how to behave and how to live.
保罗在这里告诉提摩太怎样来行事为人。
And then in verse 16.
第十六节。
He says that godliness is a mystery.
他说到敬虔乃是一个奥秘。
Godliness is a mystery.
敬虔是一个奥秘。
We think godliness is not a mystery.
我们以为敬虔不是一个奥秘。
Godliness is just doing the right thing.
我以为敬虔就是做对的事情。
Godliness is speaking a certain way, behaving a certain way.
敬虔就是你要怎样的说话，怎样的行事。
No, Paul says no. Godliness is a mystery.
那保罗说不是的，敬虔乃是一个奥秘。
And as soon as he says that, he turns us to the Lord Jesus.
等他说了这个话以后，他就转向神。
And we look upon a godly man.
他就引导我们来看一个属神的人。
And what follows is a little poem. In verse 16.
那么在十六节的下半节就是一个好像一个诗
concerning the Lord Jesus,
讲到主耶稣基督
and we meditate upon that to understand the life in the Spirit.
保罗用这个诗来让我们思想，让我们来明白敬虔的奥秘。
So let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Our loving Father, we thank you that you have called us with such an amazing and a wonderful calling.
父神，我们感谢你，你用一个何等奇妙的呼召来召我们。
And we ask, Lord, that you would touch each one of us and open our eyes to fully see and to understand the way that you've called us.
主耶稣，请你开我们每个人的眼睛，让我们真的认识怎样来跟随你。
And let us not fall back and settle into an easy and carnal life.
主，让我们不退后，只是安逸于过一个。一个属肉体的属灵生活。
But teach us and enable us to find this mysterious way, this way in the Spirit, this way of faith.
让我们认识这个奥秘的道，这个神的智慧。
That we might really know you.
让我们真的认识你。
And that we might minister to you joy and satisfy your own heart.
让我们能够讨你的喜悦，让你的心得到满足。
And that we might be prepared for you when you come.
当你来的时候，让我们能够预备好来朝见你。
We ask this in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告是靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。